Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we talk politics with VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. He will tell us about recent developments in the Republican Party. And we will explore the political battle between mainstream or traditional Republicans and the more conservative Tea Party movement.
Their main goal is to reduce the size of government, but politically, they want to push Republicans away from the idea of negotiating or compromising with Democrats, especially with President Obama.
The long-running battle in the Republican Party, and how that fight may affect issues such as government spending, taxes, and immigration. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. Mainstream Republicans claimed a victory recently in their political battle with activists from the conservative Tea Party movement. Thad Cochran represents the southern state of Mississippi in the U.S. Senate. He is considered a traditional or establishment Republican. Mr. Cochran has served in the Senate for six-year terms. But he had been targeted for defeat this year by Tea Party activists. Last week, Senator Cochran defeated his opponent for the Republican nomination, but the vote was very close. In an earlier primary election, Mr. Cochran received fewer votes than his Tea Party-supported opponent, State Legislator Chris McDaniel. But neither candidate received at least 50% of the votes. This forced the two men into a second or runoff election. Mr. McDaniel lost the runoff election, but he received money and other help from national Tea Party organizations. They have been fighting establishment Republicans for control of the party. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has been reporting on the Tea Party movement for the past few years. We asked him to tell us what the group wants.
Their main goal is to reduce the size of government, but politically, they want to push Republicans away from the idea of negotiating or compromising with Democrats, especially with President Obama. They find him sort of an opponent in terms of the size of government and in the direction the country is headed. So over the past several years, we have seen a number of primary battles within the Republican Party where Tea Party challengers have taken on established Republican figures. They've had some success. They've had some setbacks. The race in Mississippi, this latest example, was a setback for the Tea Party, but the Tea Party will live on, and this battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party will continue indefinitely.
Jim Malone says the Tea Party movement gained strength because of the policies of President Obama. But he says the group's members oppose government spending and tax increases, whether proposed by Republicans or Democrats.
The rise of the Tea Party was in part not just against Barack Obama, but against the policies of, say, George W. Bush, who was also a heavy spender, some of it military spending. And this sort of divide in the Republican Party that we see on display in these primary elections is very much alive because the Tea Party is committed to reducing the size of government. They also want a different approach to American politics. They do not like the compromises that we've seen in the past between Democrats and Republicans to keep the government moving. And the great example of that in recent times was last October's government shutdown, which was led by Tea Party supporters in the Congress.
The battle between mainstream Republicans and Tea Party supporters will continue in the 2016 congressional elections. Experts believe Republicans will keep control of the House of Representatives and may take control of the Senate away from Democrats. Tea Party supporters will be working to make the House more conservative. They also want Republicans in the Senate to support more conservative policies. The two sides will also fight over who will be the Republican presidential candidate in 2016. Already, each side has its favorites. You are listening to As It Is. This program is designed to help you learn to speak, read, write, and understand everyday American English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Traditional and conservative members of the Republican Party differ on immigration policies. The two sides had strong differences even before large numbers of Central American children began entering the United States illegally over the past few months. Experts believe there are about 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States now. Last year, the Democratic-controlled Senate approved legislation that would, over many years, permit many of them to become U.S. citizens. But the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has yet to act on the bill. And House leaders say they have no plans to do so. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has been reporting on U.S. immigration policies for many years. He says the differences between Democrats and Republicans mean Congress is unlikely to approve a new immigration law anytime soon.
We're at the point now where it looks as though any efforts to enact sweeping immigration reform, where we talk about a path to citizenship for the 11 million or so estimated illegals in the country now, that looks to be dead for this political year.
Jim Malone says Tea Party supporters so strongly oppose letting illegal immigrants stay in this country that they will try to defeat anyone who disagrees. Recently, a little-known Tea Party candidate who opposes citizenship for illegal immigrants defeated House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in a primary election in Virginia. It was the first time in American history that a House Majority Leader had been defeated in a primary election.
You know, when you see that, that makes a politician revert to kind of one word, which is fear. And it's going to cause them to really be very careful in what they support.
And that's As It Is for today. Our thanks to VOA national correspondent Jim Malone for his reporting on the battle within the Republican Party. Thanks also to VOA reporters Ken Brittemeyer and Kenneth Schwartz for their reporting on immigration. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thank you for spending some of your day with us here on the Voice of America.